Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Taylor Radio. So in this episode, I talk about my arrival into Taipei, and I also discuss a very interesting concept, but one that everybody knows deep down, which is having to do with people's perspective and its relation to their advice that they give you. Then I talk a little bit about the breaking news of Trump bombing a high-level General Salami of Iran. So how did we do it? And what's going to happen next? Find out now. You can check out my website, tstuch.com, tstuch.com. Follow me on Twitter, tstuch1. Email me at tayradio1@gmail.com. Thank you and enjoy. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Taylor Radio. It is the new year, new me, and I am in Taiwan for at least a 6-month stretch. Gonna shoot for at least a minimum of 6 months. So, I want to first start off with advice that people give you. In this day and age, well, it's always been common, I'm sure, to give advice, but millennials seem to be more lost and wandering than ever before of a generation. And lots of people, myself included, look for advice. We look for suggestions. And I think that's healthy and I think that's okay. But in this last decision I made to come to Taiwan, I got a lot of very different types of responses from people, which helped illuminate and remind me that many people's advice to you is going to reflect their own life experience and decisions. So this actually is obvious on the surface, in my opinion. I think if you were to tell somebody that, they know. Do you know what I mean? Like if you were to tell somebody, hey, if you ask somebody if you should take a job, their answer of yes or no is going to depend on whether or not they've had a job or not, or will determine on what kind of job they've had, or basically it will depend on the experiences they've had. This seems pretty straightforward, but I think we forget about it, especially when we are giving advice. And what I'm talking about is many of us think that we give advice from a very objective perspective, an objective point of view, that when we tell somebody what we think they should do or should not do, a lot of times we think we're coming from an objectively good place or maybe an objectively bad place, you know, depending on what experiences we draw on. And it's not to say that it's invalid, but it's to say that it will be skewed always. And what struck out to me the most was when I told different people about what I'm doing, I got different responses, such as a family member of mine that works in a corporate job for her whole life, what has been saying for a while that she does not understand what I'm doing, that I should be, focused on getting a corporate job, something, you know, with a salary, a quote unquote steady income, that I should stop kind of playing around with what I'm doing because my lifestyle is it's less planned. And even though I have aspirations and goals I'm shooting for, it seems less predictable. And so her perspective, she didn't say anything negative about my trip to Taiwan, but more or less my decisions in general aren't good because they don't align with her expectations of what an adult should do. Now, I'm not saying an adult shouldn't make money, but make money what way? So my relative was coming from a perspective which is spending their whole life in corporate America. So for them, for her, the responsible adult thing to do is to get a corporate job. That's what you do. You get a corporate job, you get a salary, so on, so forth. So remember that when people are giving you advice. If somebody tells you, oh, what you need is the corporate job, now I'm not saying you don't need that. Maybe you do. But you have to know yourself. You have to know what you're capable of. You got to know what you're capable of not doing. So it's important that you know yourself when getting advice like this. My father, on the other hand, was different. He doesn't think I should get a corporate job. He thinks I should do something with martial arts, which is coincidental considering that he has a taekwondo school. Now, of course, I was played a huge role in helping start the school, but ever since getting it started and helping him at the beginning, he's basically done everything on his own, and it's very impressive. And he's already had a business before that. But of course, my point is this, is that my father, who is in martial arts, thinks that that's the path I should pursue. And it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody that that is the case. And I also had a response from another relative who was in the military and who's traveled around a little bit. And she was actually the most encouraging of anybody I've talked to besides my very good friend. Now, historically, we haven't had the best communication between ourselves, and I think we come from very different perspectives. But on this one, her perspective was go and do it. Absolutely. Do your best. Go out in there into the world and see what you can find. And I thought that was, first off, I thought it was awesome. It's because I hadn't had a lot of encouraging words. Most people who have not done any kind of extensive international travel view what I am doing in Taiwan as merely wasting time, playing games, not doing anything serious. Whereas the people who understand, either that understand because they've done it or that understand because it's something they'd like to do, can understand that it has the potential to open up new avenues for growth, new avenues for knowledge, and new avenues for friendship, and many more. And that's honestly my big push. That's my big reason for it, is to see what kind of, new things I could stumble upon or new people I could meet. And that's why I'm doing, that's a big reason. So what it did was, it made me realize that people's perspectives are so, even when they're trying to give you what they consider an objective, an honest answer, everyone is coming from their own personal experience. And that, it doesn't necessarily have to be actual experience. I guess it also is desires. It's coming from their experiences, their failures, their successes, their wants, the things they desire to do. The things that they don't want to do, the things that they hate, and the things that they love, those all come together to mold the way someone gives you advice. It also molds the way you give advice. So next time you're talking to a friend, a coworker, a family member, and they're asking you for some kind of advice, it's not that you shouldn't do it, and it's not that you shouldn't take all advice, or that you shouldn't take a piece of advice. But you should remember, where is this advice coming from and what's prompting it? And then, but most importantly, here's my thing. I think this is most important, is that I think you got to know yourself the most. Because sometimes people will give you an opinion about yourself or about what you're doing, and you feel that it is correct. And sometimes you need to listen to those things, even if you don't want to listen to them. But it is important that you know yourself. You got to know what you can do, what you want to do, what you're capable of before you take advice from others, in my opinion, at least as you get older. Now, let's take a break from my sponsors, and we'll be right back with some interesting information about the strikes in Iran. Okay, everybody. Trump. U.S. strike in Iraq kills Qasem Soleimani, commander of Iranian forces. Soleimani was planning attacks on Americans across the region, leading to an airstrike in Baghdad, the Pentagon statement said. Oh. Ooh. Okay, so the U.S. struck a airport, I guess, in Iraq. Interesting. Iran's top security intelligence commander was killed early Friday in a drone strike at Baghdad International Airport that was authorized by President Trump. So, a lot of people online are scared that this is going to ignite another war. Lots of people are trying to play this out like it will be World War III. It says General Soleimani was the architect of nearly every significant operation by Iranian intelligence and military forces over the past 2 decades, and his death was a staggering blow for Iran at a time of sweeping geopolitical conflict. Okay, so I am no expert in this field, but I'll give you what I think about the situation. One, I'm glad that it wasn't an invasion. I think it's good that a top commander who was launching terrorist attacks was taken out. I can't act like I am sad about this whole thing. What I don't want to see is significant American involvement in the Middle East. So I am okay with, a limited strike like this. Hopefully no civilians were killed. And I think it's good that if the reports that we're reading are accurate, assuming everything is true, I think it is good that this guy was taken out and killed. We don't want to see people that are launching and creating chaos across the Middle East continue to do their dirty work, in my opinion. So, I think this strike is good. I think this goes down in the good things for President Trump. Like I said, as long as we don't see a huge ground invasion. Now, this is tricky. I'm going to speculate a couple of things, or at least one thing here. What I don't want to see is if we end up having to send in more troops for the defense of Iraq, because maybe Iran gets more aggressive. However, some people also speculate that this could make Iran less aggressive because it was such a swift action. It was a very targeted, swift action that took out a very high-level person. And also, it demonstrated that what Trump demonstrated with this move was that he wasn't afraid to do it. And this is very important. So, this is one thing that Trump has been doing or allowing to happen that, say, like Obama wouldn't have been on board with, is he is very unpredictable. And when he's taking these actions, international actions, whether it be letting aircraft carriers go through the Strait of Taiwan or like this taking an airstrike and bombing an Iraqi airport, which took out a huge general in Iran, then what that's sending is it's a message, but it's also something that would not have been done with the past several presidencies because they were afraid of conflict when the United States has the upper hand. And you don't have to want conflict to show that you can take somebody out. So a Nassim Taleb has a really cool quote that relates to this, where he talks about how it's fine to be nice to people if on occasionally you demonstrate your ability to destroy them. He doesn't say, I'm paraphrasing, but that's the central message, is it's fine to be nice as long as people basically understand what you're capable of. And with geopolitics, everybody's constantly testing the boundaries of the US and trying to see like what we will do, how weak or strong we are. And I do think it is a good idea to occasionally do something like this, where nobody would have expected this to come out of the United States at this time, because we've played stuff very safe in many ways. And so, that being said, Trump doing this action continues his idea of unpredictability and takes care of a major issue, hopefully, with Iran. Now, I'm not an expert in geopolitics, and I don't study Iran or Iraq or the Middle East. I hope, like I said, this doesn't drag us into continued conflict in the Middle East. And I hope it demonstrates internationally what the United States can do if we need to take action. Anyway, guys, that's all I got for today's podcast. I'm very tired. I've traveled for like 2 days to get to Taipei. So I will be coming out with my content more regularly. You can email me at tayradio1@gmail.com. You can go to my website, tstutch.com. You can go like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Taylor Stutch. And that is it, guys. Thank you.